Sheridan Funeral Home, located at 1423 Odell Court in Sheridan, says distracted driving is one of the biggest causes of auto accidents nationwide and right here in our community. Stay alert so our kids don't get hurt. This message from Sheridan Funeral Home, serving our listening area with pride, professionalism, and compassion. For more information, call Carrie or Jessica at 683-9200. Sheridan Funeral Home, extending the best for a happy and healthy spring and congratulating the class of 2026.
Looking to spring into home ownership this season? At First Northern Bank of Wyoming, your local mortgage experts are here to help you find the best option to fit your needs. Hi, this is Cheyenne Panetta, and I'm happy to offer personalized service that makes the mortgage process smooth and stress-free. Visit our website at firstnorthern.bank or give us a call at 673-HOME to get started. First Northern Bank of Wyoming, proudly making home ownership a reality since 1885. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1974.07.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-H-O-M-E. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Thursday, May 6th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
How you been?
Great. It is a beautiful season. We're getting all shades of weather in one day. Yeah. And some moisture, so you're welcome. We started soccer season, and it's the only way you can bring moisture to Sheridan, Wyoming, is schedule a kindergarten, first grade soccer game.
Give the kids something to do outside, and it's going to start
That's
raining.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just the way things are.
Yep.
Well, it's really good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. I don't know why, but maybe it's just been a really, really long month, Liz. And maybe it is the change in the weather. Maybe it just kind of changes our sense of time when you have to experience all four seasons within a week. Now, I got to thinking the other day, actually, about the environment at the Y, and I can't remember what brought that up. I think I was talking to Stephen Dow from the Chamber of Commerce, and we were discussing going around and doing Y programs at different locations. Mm. What is the work environment like? What's the culture like for employees at the Y?
So that's a great question. And it's, you know, we talk about Y work of you can look at one department and another, and it's like comparing apples and oranges, because we have departments that, you know, like I've been at the Y for 18 years, my first job right out of college all the way through. And my daughter just started as a lifeguard, and she's 15, and we have 14-year-old swim lesson instructors. And we would say in our aquatics that we treat a lot of those first-time jobs as part of our youth development.
Yeah.
And so we not only see it as, of course, we need lifeguards, we need swim lesson instructors, but we also know kids need a good safe place to start working, that the first time they make a mistake, we're not going to come down hard. We're going to treat it as that learning curve, sharing all those soft skills. And then that translates into all of our departments where, you know, the front desk, we have had, you know, some of the same folks up there for years and years. Big shout out to Cooper Lumen. He's been at the Y since he was 14. I think he's going on 11, 12 years.
Wow.
And he knows everybody. If you come in the evenings, if you don't know Cooper, man, you've had your head down, because he knows your name. He knows, you know, where you head, what you're doing at the Y, all the things. And so those soft skills are huge. You know, we often will say we can train about anything, but we can't train staff to love community, to love other humans, or in our youth departments to love kids. And so our culture is really taking that initial desire to want to help and serve our community, and we'll get the hard skills lined out. You know, we will train our lifeguards. We will send our preschool teachers through continued ed. We will do all those pieces. Fitness instructors, you know, often you'll come to a class and someone's co-teaching up front as they're getting trained in. And so, you know, that mentorship piece. But I think the key is it's everything to everyone. And so, you know, I usually work in that 40 to 55 hour week as a salaried staff. We have folks that come on their lunch break twice a week and teach a fitness course. And they would say, I'm at the Y for a solid 2 hours a week and everything in between. And I think that's kind of the beauty of it is everyone's in service of community. And like we start our Give Your Heart to a Child campaign with our staff. And I'm always blown away that you get 15-year-old kids that are like, yeah, I'll give a dollar out of my paycheck, like to know that kids can be here. And that's the kind of folks that, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to lifeguard yet. We can show you that. We can show you how to teach a swim lesson or to work in our after school program. But we just need folks who get the heart of the mission.
That strong sense of community.
Yeah.
And really an environment that fosters that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to be an incredible experience and probably just one reason why so many people get in there and stay there for as long as you do. I mean, geez, Liz, you've been there a long time. That's right. You're just part of the foundation now, right? And in a way you are.
Yeah. And there's so many other folks. And what's interesting is, you know, culture-wise too, it's just all jack of all trades, you know. I got lifeguard certified this last weekend. We have staff who are going to get trained so they can teach CPR or first aid or to also be on our childcare license. So if we need help, and the amount of folks are like, hey, if someone could just give me a training on how to clean this up the proper way from our custodial crew, I can help with that, or I can help with this treadmill. And I always tell people, I'm like, oh, you just come for a love of the why. And it's not like a niche thing. Even if I'm going to be the majority of time in this, just that like, yeah, but then sometimes I'm going up to the elementary schools and eating lunch, or sometimes I'm going here and doing this piece. And I think that's truly, for me, what's kept me at the why is I can't think of 2 days that have ever played out the same.
I had a colonel that once told me that every single soldier was an ambassador.
Yes.
And I look at it like that as well. If you're wearing your Y shirt, you're employed with the Y, you go out into the community, you're an ambassador for that. And by having the executive director go have lunch at one of the schools, stop by, say hi to kids. And I would imagine a lot of these kids, you know, because of the programs that are going on down there, it's got to be really fun for them.
Oh.
You know, a really fun experience for them to be like, oh, it's Liz from the Y.
Well, and it's super, you know, fulfilling in a selfish way, because you wear that Y logo anywhere. It's the beyond Nike, even the Y logo is the most recognized logo in the world.
Wow, really?
And that goes against, you know, like language, all those kind of things. And you see it in Sheridan. Like, we tell our staff, hey, you know, you take child abuse prevention. Don't be surprised if you're at a park still wearing your like Y sweatshirt from work and a kiddo comes up to you and says, I need help.
Yeah.
And they recognize that as you're a safe adult who could help me in a situation, and how much that is like just implanted, embedded in our kids. And so there is certainly a service component that goes outside our walls, as you said, an ambassador, but it's also like local celebrity, the amount of kids that are like, you work at the Y. That's so cool. And I always think that I'm like, for a little kid, this is the job,
right?
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I could do anything I want. I could play some basketball. I could,
right.
I could go swimming one afternoon. Let's talk about some positions that you might have open at the Y right now, because we've got a lot of returning students from college.
Sure.
I know my little girl just kind of finished up a lot of her finals, I think, last week. Super stressful time in everybody's life. And you want to come home, just kind of take a breath, get a nice, cool job. What do you have out there?
Yeah. So speaking of cool, what we have going for our lifeguards is we are the indoor pool. So if you don't want to get a ton of UV this summer, it's a cooler environment. So we're always hiring lifeguards, and that can be part-time, full-time. We have a part-time member service position. So these rarely open up, but that's great at our front desk. And so an incredible crew, just like mentioning Cooper. Our drop-in childcare will be hiring for the summer. So that's, you know, parents dropping off kiddos for up to 2 hours while they go work out in the building. So
great job for someone in childcare.
Oh, and just our littlest members starting at 6 weeks old. And then our childcare is hiring a cook. And so we have this beautiful remodeled kitchen and just looking for someone who would come in, and it can be part-time or full-time, but come in and make our meals for our kiddos.
Now, if somebody wanted to apply, what's the best way for them to jump into that process?
So you can go on the website or you swing by the Y. We've got QR codes. It takes you right to the application and you just put down what department you're interested in. And we'll get the ball rolling. Nicole Romeo, the head of our HR, is happy to answer any questions about any position. A lot of times people put down multiple ones, which I always think, well, that's great, because then if we have multiple openings for part-time, or like you said, kiddos come in back from college. I love that you said your little girl. but that, you know, maybe they're taking some online summer courses. And so, you know, they want to open the pool and then have this break in the middle of the day to do classes and come back for a couple hours, or, you know, the variety of schedules that we're able to accommodate is pretty impressive. You know, my daughter's done sports, and so she did like two nights a week after sports, she'd come in for like an hour and a half, 2 hours in lifeguard, and on Sundays, you know, and they can ebb and flow to meet where their other commitments are.
What are the responsibilities of a lifeguard at the Y?
Ooh, I just learned this in training. Save lives. No, that's your number one. You are scanning for safety the entire time. You know, they're doing perpetual head counts in their head, and then just preventing things. So, you know, we're in the process of a national certification as a YMCA, which will have an audit this summer. It's called the Presidium Certification, and it's incredibly rigorous. I think we've had 154 policy and practice changes that we're implementing. But a big one is, if children are under the age of 12, they must be with an adult or in a supervised program. And while it's really hard, and it's, you know, if you grew up going to the Y at 8 by yourself, it's a big change.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the pool, I see it, you know, kiddos think that they're secure, parents think that they are, and they get sucked into the whirlwind, or, you know, somebody, heaven forbid, kicks them in the face.
Yeah.
And suddenly they can't, they're panicked. They can't remember their last name. They can't remember where mom and dad are. Like, all those things that are really scary. We're just doing a lot of that preventative care in the same way of noticing somebody who swims regularly and suddenly they're stopping in the middle of the pool. Maybe they just have a leg cramp, or maybe they're having not a pool related issue, but cardiac, a stroke, things like that, that unfortunately it's generally things that are not related to the body of water.
Right. Right. And you're trained through this program to handle that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's one thing that I really look up to, is individuals who can handle a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one individual who looks at everybody and says, everyone calm down. Yeah. We have steps to follow. And as long as we follow, we're going to be okay. And they just kind of take charge. And that is so valuable for younger kids to have.
Absolutely.
That sense of self-control. Let's pull it back. The adrenaline is there.
Mm-hmm.
How do I use it properly?
Yes.
You know, and I think that's absolutely amazing. And going, learning these things gives you so much confidence in other things, you know, throughout life.
Oh, 100%.
And of course, as we were talking before, the culture and the work environment also absolutely vital as you go forward. And having that mentorship in that first job, as opposed to, you know, the hard boss, you know, who's hollering or yelling for everyone to get it done. That is valuable as well. You learn the value of a team, and you learn the value of mentorship. And before you become one, you usually had one in life.
Right.
So to apply, we just pop in.
Pop in, go online. Yep. SheridanYMCA.org. It should be front and center. Apply.
Just go in and see what's his name at the service desk and say,
right.
You know what?
Cooper.
I'd love to work here, Cooper.
Yeah.
All right. I want to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more at the Sheridan County YMCA right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE, 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details. Doug, I think I've got spring fever.
That explains your math.
Buy three tires, get the fourth for a dollar?
That's right.
So basically, summer road trips just got cheaper?
Exactly. Four brand name tires for the price of three.
My car's ready for summer.
Are your tires?
They're still in winter mode, emotionally and physically.
Then it's time, Bob.
A tire sale the wearing way?
The kind that keeps people coming back. Go to wearingsheridan.com or come visit us at 107 East Alger.
Hey, Cowboy fans, this is Tyler Hughes, quarterback for Wyoming football. I want to invite you to support all Wyoming student athletes by playing in this year's Cowboy Joe Club Golf Series. There are 11 chances to have a blast with fellow Pokes fans while making a real impact on Wyoming athletics. Your participation helps provide opportunities for student athletes like me and my teammates to chase our dreams and represent the brown and gold with pride. To learn more or sign up today, visit cowboyjoeclub.com or call 307-766-6242.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Dempsey with EBIA Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month. Call today, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy. Liz, something you and I talk about every year.
Every year.
It's like it's cyclical. But it is something that I think is really important. And I've spoken with so many people in the community about summer camps and their value.
Sure.
There's a lot of summer camps going on.
Yes.
I think there's a summer camp out there now for just about every kind of little personality.
That's the hope.
That's really the goal, isn't it? Mm-hmm. If anyone from the outside looks in and says, oh my gosh, it's like they're always coming out with different summer camps.
Right.
There's a lot of kids.
Right.
A lot of different interests.
Yeah.
Things that people want to learn. Tell me about this year's summer camps.
Gosh, you know, we did a survey last fall to get a sense of what do parents want? What do they need? And we have really responded in turn with a lot of full day camps. So we have a backyard camp for all 11 weeks of summer, or sorry, 12 weeks. The last week is completely full, but we still have 11 weeks where you could get a spot today still. And the same with our day camp that goes up to Story. We have, I think it's a total of 7 weeks up there as well for full day camps. The same, our theater camps. We just got this whole list of camps that if you need it to both serve as childcare and enhancement, something your kid's really into, they don't want to go to childcare, but you also need to go to work all day.
Yep.
We have affordable options in that range. And so I'm so proud of the staff. I mean, a lot of them have given up a lot of their own like summer recreation to stick around and make sure for a working parent, we can commit from the first week of summer to the last week of summer. And so I think we have almost 30% more camps than we've ever offered.
Wow.
And we're super pumped for all of our community partners who are also offering incredible camps. Science Kids just went through our child abuse prevention training last night. Sage Art, that does a whole series of art camps with us, went through that same training. The YO Theater is we just coordinated yesterday. And that makes me really excited too. Like, we all have different missions, but we're very aligned in terms of keeping kids safe, practicing best practices, and for kids and parents to not be like, well, it's totally different when I go from this camp to this camp. My child can, you know, do this in this camp and not in this camp. Like, all practicing those kind of same mantras of safety, you know, like we're not one-on-one with the child, you know, how we take kids to the bathroom. Unfortunately, the statistics around it's not some stranger that could potentially abuse or hurt a child. It's another child. It's child on child abuse. Wow. And so I'm just in a real season of gratefulness, not only for our staff stepping up and putting in all the time and work to make sure there's offerings, and that even if you come in May, we're not like, sorry, all of our camps are full, which has unfortunately been the piece in the past. But also that other community partners are like, we're also going to offer some of these specialty camps and follow those same practices. Mm-hmm. And so that's a unique thing for Sheridan, Wyoming.
And I think it's so fantastic that everybody who, I mean, we've got these professionals, we've mm-hmm. got these experts, we've got these artists, performers, directors, and they're all joining the crew.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know what, let's do this. Let's really foster this creativity, right. Science, STEM. Mm-hmm. I mean, every interest could be met. Yeah. You want to be a ninja? You could do it.
Hey, my camp in the park, we'll have a whole ninja week. I just bought the balloons. They look like ninja faces. We blow them up. The kids take their nunchucks. I mean, the whole point of summer is, what do you not get during the school year? You don't get a chance for like free play imagination. You don't get that recreation for hours. Get all those wiggles out, all those things. You know, even our local pediatricians will talk about, we have kids that when summer hits, they can go off their ADHD medication for the summer because they're going to get enough movement. They're going to get enough activity that they don't need it during these months. And certainly we need to like reissue it when school starts, and that the requirement of that long-term focus on pen and paper sitting is a thing, but the summer is supposed to be on the move, getting that vitamin D, playing those games that during the school year, I have been a parent that's like, we don't have time for that. We got to get going. And the hope is you can slow down a little and just have time for those things.
It's amazing. You know, in this day and age, we got to stop everything and go, you know what? It's time for fun.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. Because that's what summer was to me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father worked a lot, and I had an entire area in the Wyoming, you know, Rockies. Just go have fun.
Right.
There's adventure out there.
What a gift.
Oh, I look back on that and realize that even though I took advantage of it, I didn't appreciate that enough.
Right.
The swim hole that we all went to is now fenced off. It's private property. No one's allowed to go over there. And I can't even show my wife, like, this is where we used to swim when we were kids.
You know?
That sense of freedom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's this unconstrained play.
Yeah.
Just go and have fun. All right, moving on down the line. If I want to get my kid in, you said there's spots open.
Yes.
How do I do
it? And so you can go online. You can come down. If you need help financially, Molly Morgan at the Y will help you out. We have scholarshiped a lot of kiddos, and we just take it case by case. So just remove the barriers in your head where you talk yourself out of things. If you put it all in your cart online and you panic, don't worry. We can meet you there.
You're looking at my phone.
I know.
Oh, I need that. I need that. Uh-huh. And then you get to the bottom and you're like, I guess I don't need any of this. Yeah. I think it would be wiser if I didn't. All right. Now, real quick, let's do a quick burn down. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Swim lessons.
Yes. So just to make it easy, we go by the month. So we are registering right now for June swim lessons. They fill up fast. So I just wanted to put that out there. We had a lot of folks disappointed, couldn't get into April lessons. So please, swim lessons, again, you can register online or come down to the Y. We have spots for all ages.
Okay. And there's some other things going on down at the Y that I really wanted to hit on. So we got swim lessons, adults in swim lessons. That's something that I wanted to touch on. For those individuals out there who may have never actually gotten this as a kid, can they join? Is there swim lessons for adults?
And they're free. We find it to be incredibly important that adults who... like, I don't feel comfortable in the water. There's a multitude of reasons. In Sheridan, Wyoming, we want all adults to know how to swim. I have taken adult swim lessons, and I took them as a kid, and I was like, apparently that went out the window.
Yeah.
And refresh. It is fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Parental or prenatal preparation workshop, a workshop that I absolutely love. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So if you're expecting, this is for mom and dad. It's a whole series. We have different experts come in each week, so you meet once a week. It runs June 9th through July 28th, and we cover everything, nutrition, fitness, what happens when baby comes, what is that hospital experience like, and you're in a room with a whole bunch of other moms and dads are expecting, welcome to your village. You're going to be with these people for the next, you know, 18 years.
However long you're here, you'll be sitting next to them at graduation.
That's
if you
right.
stick around. Real quick, yoga for beginners. Some people kind of yoga, you know, they're thinking it's kind of frou-frou, but this is a really tough, this is a challenge.
Yeah. So yoga for beginners, really just teaching you those safe, structured way of starting yoga. It's Tuesday mornings from 8:15 to 9. It's free like all of our adult fitness classes. For members, and if a non-member, it's $12 for a day pass. Use the whole Y, go swimming, get your adult swim lesson, all your things while you're there. And I, if you've ever looked at yoga, it's the most affordable yoga you're ever going to receive.
All right.
And only one thing's cheaper, and that's pancake breakfast.
Tell me about those.
Free. I love this. If you are somebody who's been around the Y for years, we used to have pancake breakfast every month of the school year. We've restarted it in the old Kids Life building, now called the Outpost. So they voted on that, the first pancake breakfast. It's a free community breakfast. You don't have to be a Y member. Just come down May 13th from 6:30 to 9:30 in the morning. Free pancakes. We have our special oatmeal pancakes. Just come on down. We're just trying to re-jumpstart. People are like, what? Free pancakes? What's the hitch? There's no hitch. It's just time to, you know, not break bread, break pancake together. And it's near and dear to our hearts. So join us.
Building that sense of community.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get angry at folks over a plate of flapjacks.
That's syrup.
Just throw the syrup on there. Liz, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure seeing
you,
my friend. Hopefully it doesn't feel like forever before I get to see you again. All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the cast of the upcoming Civic Theater Guild's female production of The Odd Couple. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
It's the 110th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing, a big old party with all their friends. May 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from PO News, and live music by Jeannie Lee and The Reckoning. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 110th anniversary of PO News, May 9th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media.
The rodeo is part of who we are. It's our history, our identity. But boy, this is not your granddaddy's rodeo anymore. The YO is bigger, better, and bolder. Larger purses, tougher competition, and a whole lot of family fun. Come for the world champion Indian relay races, high-stakes BRCA action, and a warm welcome unlike anywhere else in the world. Get your tickets at SheridanYORodeo.com.
Join gubernatorial candidate Brent Behan on his Sheridan County tour this weekend. Find dates, times, and locations in this week's Country Bounty.
I am Brent Behan, and I approve this ad.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. The busiest and best time to make your real estate move is here with green grass, blue skies, and everything in full bloom. We say all the time, our team is here for you 24/7, 365. But we know many people look to spring for the real estate move so their home can look the absolute best. The right time of year means it's time to get serious and build your plan for the move you've been waiting for. Let our team at Best Real Estate be your guide so you may have a spring season to enjoy. Give us a call today, 675-BEST, or visit bestwy.com. Make it a great day.
It's Captain Clean here, and cleaning season is back. Let our cleaning experts freshen up your carpets and furniture. Let our HVAC experts clean your ductwork and air conditioning for maximum performance paired with clean air this season. Bring your area rugs to our shop and have our rug cleaning experts freshen them up. Cleaning season is back. Call Captain Clean 672-0726 and let's clean.
We clean more for you. We're Captain.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by the director and the two leads from the upcoming Civic Theater Guild female production of The Odd Couple, Chelsea Bestrom playing Olive and Valerie Hovland playing Florence, and director Kathleen Lundberg. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, The Odd Couple. Many people remember the movie or the TV series. I certainly do. The female version of The Odd Couple actually premiered on Broadway at the Broadhurst Theater on June 11th of 1985. For those who may not be familiar, Kathleen, can you give us a quick summary of the story?
Sure. It's a story of friendship. It's a story of opposites. It's a story of people coming together to help each other through tough times. It's a bunch of women who play Trivial Pursuit together once a week. And one of the main characters, Florence, has a major life event occur where she's going through a divorce or a separation. It's not actually a divorce. And it's a crisis moment. And here, this group of women pull together and create this amazing friendship support system. And it's funny. It's hysterical. There are two love interests, two gentlemen that are Spanish neighbors. They're Spanish gentlemen. And they're just fabulous. So it's a story of opposites. Olive and Florence are opposites in terms of... Olive is a messy person. Her apartment is a mess. And Florence is the total opposite. The only way that she calms down and enjoys her life is if things are neat and orderly. And they decide to live together. Actually, Olive invites Florence in to live. And we're not real sure it's a good idea.
You know, I've lived in communal situations and been next to that individual who's a little sloppy. And you wake up in the morning and you look over there and you wonder, where did you get all that stuff? How do you even have that much stuff?
Exactly.
Now, after 20 years of success of The Odd Couple, why did writer Neil Simon choose to step back, rewrite this story to include a primary female cast?
I think Neil Simon he became under pressure. He did not write enough work for women. And I think during the 1980s, more and more demand for women roles was happening. And then, and I think he became under pressure to create and write something that included women.
So, did he do this under duress, or was he kind of happy with this?
I don't know. My understanding is it was not something he would have done without the pressure.
Oh, really?
That's my understanding.
Now, the thing of it is, though, this has gone kind of gangbusters since he did that. Mm-hmm. Most people actually would rather see the female version as opposed to the male version, mm-hmm. from what I mm-hmm. understand. And I think that's pretty fascinating.
It is.
You know? Don't worry, you'll get it right again, Neil. You know,
right.
After 20 years, it'll right. come to you. Now, Chelsea, who is Olive, and what kind of personality does she bring to the story?
Olive's kind of like the chaos of the story. Her apartment's a mess. You don't want to eat the food that she serves you. It's pretty disgusting.
We've all got that friend.
And she kind of brings that just lightheartedness to the story a little bit. You love her, but you hate her at the same time. Like, she has some quick comebacks, tries, not very emotional, tries to like separate herself from that stuff. So her taking in Florence really forces her to kind of be part of that like emotional Florence person. And it's just, and she just does not like it at all. And so there's a lot of conflict that happens between us.
That's really interesting. You know, I initially, because I haven't sat down and read it, and I just remember bits and pieces, you know, from the old movie.
The original. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I would have thought it was the other way around. Now we've got the neat person moving in kind of with this sloppy person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And walking into this situation has got to be a bit unnerving, because you're going from a bad situation into this.
Yeah. And when when Olive takes Florence in the first time, she kind of regrets it almost instantly. So.
Right.
Now, is there a part of Olive or parts of Olive's that you could sit back and say, you know what, when you were reading the script, you got the part, you're like, okay, that part's going to be easy for me. That part's going to be easy. This one I'm going to have a challenge with. How much of Olive is you?
The lighthearted part of Olive is definitely me. The mean part of Olive, I have a hard time with, because I have to say some really mean things to Florence, and it's not my personality at all.
Yeah.
But the quick comebacks, that is definitely me. My husband always laughs because he'll say something and I'll come back with something, and he's like, where did you get that?
Random. Now, Chelsea, when you were kind of developing Olive in your head, is it all there on the page, or did you get together with Kathleen and go, okay, I'm going to bounce some ideas off of you, portraying the character this way or that way?
I really wanted to portray the character as someone you love, but also get frustrated with and kind of hate at certain moments of the play. That was kind of what I was wanting to portray a little bit, where you want to hang with her, but if it comes to like the deep stuff, you don't yeah. want to hang with her. Like, she would be someone you'd want to go have a drink with, but you wouldn't want to come to her with your problems.
Well, there you go. So if you've got somebody in the audience who's out there shaking their head going, I just couldn't, then you've hit your mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I want people to walk away and be like, I loved your character, but I also hated her.
There's
at times.
There's no way I'd live with her. Now, Valerie, who is Florence, and what is happening in this woman's life that would drive her to move in with Olive?
Florence has just had trauma. Her husband and her her husband has said, get out. And Florence is experienced the trauma of everything around her has just fallen apart. She has developed this life that is perfect, and it has come crashing down around her. And she's come to all of her girlfriends for support. And she is everything at once, all at the same time. She wants perfection, and she can no longer have perfection. And she wants support, and she can't have support now. She has this mortal wound that she needs support, and she cannot have support anymore. She wants everything all at the same time, and she can no longer have it. And That is me. I want perfection and I can't have it.
So you're saying there's a big part of you.
Oh, there's a huge part of me that is Florence. I need all of my I's dotted and all of my T's crossed at one time, at everything all at once.
Would you, and this isn't a dig on you, but would you say Florence is the control freak? She's the one coming in the room and she's like, are the books not where they're supposed to
yes.
be? Why are things not in a line?
Why are the plates not exactly in order? Why is that color purple not the exact right color purple? Why are the clothes not hung exactly right? Why are the plates and the dishes not in the right order? How come your clothes are not clean? Why are, yes, everything.
So when you sat down with your character and you read through the script, was it like, oh, I got this. This is going to be an easy game.
Oh, yeah, like 90%. And then Kathy came with the what is the motivation part, and then the rest was easy.
The motivation, what is it?
That Florence wants to be loved. That's all Florence wants. Mm. She wants everyone to love her all the time, and she wants to love everyone.
And to her, love is order.
Love is order. There's something about Florence in her deep beginnings where she had to be loved and somebody didn't give it to her, and she was always searching that out.
You know, that's really interesting because I've seen that in life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people out there probably seen that in life.
Her mother probably didn't love her unless it was perfect.
Yeah, go back in, redo that ponytail.
Exactly.
It's an absolute mess. Absolutely. Yep. Okay, now, why did you make the decision? I want this lead. I want to be right there on this one.
Well, I think I actually think I'm Olive, but I probably really am Florence.
Yeah.
Looking deep inside my soul, my family would look at me and say, "You're absolutely Florence." And I think when we auditioned, I think Kathy really looked at me and went, "Yeah, you're really Florence. You're not Olive."
Is there a bit of like almost a neuroticism around the character?
Oh yeah. She's definitely neurotic. And when I'm sitting on stage and I'm saying my lines, it's like, oh yeah, I really am Florence.
I would have said that too.
Yeah.
Chelsea, why did you decide, you know what, I want to go for this part? Have you been in a lot of productions in the past?
So I haven't acted since I was in college, and that was like, gosh, 20 years ago now. And so just, I kind of played the Florence role for a while, had the family and had the kids and all of that. And my husband was always like, you need to go out and act. Cause I always tell my family stories and they just die of laughter when I'm telling stories. And my husband was like, you should go try out. So it was his birthday. And he was like, a birthday present to me is go try out.
Oh, right.
So I went and tried out. I was scared out of my mind. Because I walked in and all these ladies are talking to each other and they're all best friends. And I was just like, I'm the new one.
All right.
And I just kind of gave it my all. And it was just, I'm so glad I did it. Like it was.
She killed it.
I was so happy.
When Chelsea walked in and did her audition, I've been in the theater here for 14 years, involved in the YO and the Carriage House. When Chelsea came in for her audition, she walked out and I went, who the heck was that?
Yeah, where did she come
from? Where did she come from? It was magic. And Florence,
she was so fun to play off of.
Yeah, we had a blast playing off of each other.
I have interacted with a lot of people in the theater community, and I have never had the opportunity to play off of somebody that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was instant chemistry. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We knew it.
Now, right. Catherine, mm-hmm. when you decided to direct this play, what was going through your head? You got the script. You've been in theater for years,
yes.
So you know what The Odd Couple was. Mm-hmm. You knew the premise. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to approach it?
Well, I really love the idea of a full women's cast. I love that idea. I directed the Vagina Monologues last year.
Which were amazing.
Yeah.
That was a really great experience. And this year, Aaron Odom was very helpful in guiding me which play to go move towards. He's been my mentor for a couple of years now. And I really appreciated the suggestion. I read through and I said, yes, this is it. It's funny. It's hysterical. It is so funny that the actors have a little bit of trouble maintaining face. The other night when they were rehearsing, we were laying bets as to who was going to break first.
Nice.
It's very funny.
The men in the cast with us are just the best. Mm-hmm. And I could not maintain my composure.
If anything, just come to the play to see the guys because they are so funny. They're hilarious.
When you decided, you know, okay, let's go ahead and start auditions, how did you kind of gauge chemistry? Is that something that you can even
feel?
Gauge?
It's definitely a feel. It's immediate. It's gut. It's not. There's not a lot of thinking about it. You watch and you feel. And I mean, it was obvious.
Was that one of the things that you decided? You know what? It's got to be. Out of all the people, these two have got to have it.
Yes, actually, yes.
Yeah,
I wasn't alone. We had my co-director Sherry Petticord. And several people on the board were there, you know, just kind of watching the auditions. And we all immediately agreed that this was a good fit.
So. Because people in the audience are going to be looking up there. Mm-hmm. And they don't know the premise. They don't know the histories. Mm-hmm. We're starting this story during a crisis. Mm-hmm. We don't know that friendship that is obviously bonded in the past. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have that presence of a history. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat.
And there is no history. We all had to make up the backstory.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing. And we did. We spent a lot of time developing a backstory and character and motive and why they would behave the way they do. We had to make that up. It's not included in the show.
And the only reason I say that is because there are going to be people in the audience who are going, why is she putting up with this? You know, from both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Both sides.
I think people are going to look at it and go, oh, I've been there.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I don't think it's going to be a mystery. They're going to, oh, yeah, I have a friend like that.
Yeah, and it's very obvious the women all love each other. When you see us, you'll get why we're friends. Yeah.
But it is that love where... That's why I'm putting up with this, because I love this person. Are they a slob?
Yeah. Yes.
But I would do anything in the world for them. Now, when it comes to the, it used to be a poker night.
Oh, right.
In the original. Now it's Trivial Pursuit. Mm-hmm. All the ladies meet to basically play Trivial Pursuit together.
And they don't even like the game.
they just want to hang out with each other, really.
Right.
It's just an excuse to get together, right?
One of the actors actually says, I really hate this game.
You know, it's really weird, because every time I pull it out, my wife says the exact same thing. I hate this game. Why do we own three separate versions of this dumb thing? All right, now, what is the game setting reveal about the friendships of the women in the show?
I think it reveals a lot of their personalities just by, like, Vera, how she just asks the questions, and Renee, how she interacts with everybody, and Sylvie, how she just wants to hang out with some ladies, and then Mickey, who's the cop, she just wants to get away from her husband for the night. I kind of get that feeling from her. And so we just want to hang out, and it's our...
And one of them actually wants to play. She's like counting down, like, you better answer this question quickly. You only have a certain amount of time. Answer the question.
And everybody else is like, who cares?
Yeah. See, that's me. I'm the one going, all right, guys, let's get back to the game.
Right.
If I don't get that wedge, I'm going to be upset. Now, I'm running out of time with you guys. I've had a lot of fun talking about this. Tell me how we can see it.
Well, we're wearing our t-shirts.
Yep.
So turn around. So you can see it at the Civic Carriage House, May 15th through the 17th, May 21st through the 23rd, and May 29th through the 31st.
This is a long run, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Yeah, nine performances.
Nine separate performances. Yes. Are you looking forward, and this is going to sound odd, but are you looking forward to kind of having it develop as we see each performance, or is it so locked in, nothing's going to change from one to nine?
We're pretty good.
We are pretty good. We are enjoying telling the dirty jokes, the playing the game, breaking each other up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I personally am enjoying belching nine times.
How do you accomplish that?
Try not to make it come out of my nose. Which has happened a couple times.
A lot of patience.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Just kind of look around at everybody and say, okay, guys. Now, I got one last question. Comedy can be difficult. Catherine, I know you know this after being in the theater for as long as you have. Sometimes it doesn't hit right.
Julie, this is my very first experience with comedy. I've been in many musicals on the gala and the YO. So this is my first experience with comedy. I think that the challenge is to not make it slapstick.
Yeah.
To tell the story the way the story is told, to not exaggerate it, to not make it over the top. That's not the point. The story is good. Mm-hmm. The language is great. The way Neil Simon writes this is perfect. We don't need to slap it up and make it funnier. It's pretty funny.
Where do I get tickets?
At I think it's YO.
On the YO's website.
Yeah, on the YO Theater website.
YOTheater.com. Yes. All right. Ladies, I want to thank you all so much for coming in this morning. It was an absolute pleasure. I love getting to know processes and how much of the character is you. You guys have been great.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Thank you.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
I'm here with Candace Kindred with Teriyaki Madness, and I hear things are heating up.
Tommy, hi. They are. We're growing fast and expanding in Wyoming, which means real opportunities to jump in and grow with us.
So this isn't just a job. It's a chance to build something.
Exactly. Join us for an open house job fair on Tuesday, May 12th at 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. You'll learn about our flexible schedules, weekly pay, free shift meals, and our leadership training program.
Don't miss it Tuesday, May 12th at 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. The Teriyaki Madness on Coffeen Avenue. Show up, meet the team, and get in on the madness.
Mother's Day will be here soon.
Branded with quality. Shipton's Big R.
Wait, it's this Sunday? Oh man, I gotta get busy. What a great time to shop Montana Silversmiths for your mom. Your largest and most complete selection is found at Shipton's Big R. Jewelry of all kinds, gifts, and a whole lot more. Celebrate mom with Montana Silversmiths to remind both of you of life events, personal milestones, and of course, your love for her. She is the only one you've got, and she got you here. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, jewelry sets, buckles, collections, and more. Our entire selection of Montana Silversmiths is now on sale at 15% off. Rooted in the West with handcrafted detail. Montana Silversmiths for Mother's Day. Now on sale at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Family-friendly company, branded with quality. Shipton's Big R.
Before summer starts, here's a question most people don't think to ask. Does your umbrella policy actually cover your boat, your UTV, your ATV? Because here's the catch. An umbrella only works if the underlying policy covers it first. And if those are excluded, your umbrella may not step in either. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps families make sure their coverage is built the right way from the start. Visit Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan, and take a look at what your umbrella really covers and what it doesn't. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
Dr. Frackleton would be the first one to tell you that a good lunch is the foundation of a good day. But he'd also tell you that there's lunch and then there's lunch. And Frackleton's brings it every time. The best food in Sheridan, friendly faces, and a menu that's got something for any kind of hungry. Join us for lunch from 11 to 2 Thursday through Saturday. Good meal done right. Blue ribbon portions. Real flavor and at Frackleton's atmosphere you already know. Lunch at Frackleton's just makes your whole day better. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.